ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab you?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You burr-headed idiots do not appreciate my cheerful good morning.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What I'm harnessing now is absolute, you know, focus.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And today, the show's all about the passing of the gold father. That's right, Emanuel Stewart. Of course, the man that started the Kronk Gym that brought us Tommy Hearns, who had Hilmer Kenty win his first championship over Ernesto España back in 1980. I mean, the Kronk Gym, that was synonymous with boxing success. Of course, Tommy Hearns getting into those epic fights with both Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvin Hagler. We're going to talk about Emanuel Stewart. In fact, I'm going to bring you a June from 2012 interview with Emanuel Stewart at about 40 minutes past the hour. So we're going to talk a lot of boxing, a little MMA in this hour, but a lot of boxing this hour because, of course, the passing of the Gold Father, the most prolific trainer in the sport of the past quarter century, the past 30, 35 years. I mean, no question about it. Yes, the great Angelo Dundee did pass away less than a year ago. And yes, Angelo was a great trainer, but he was a better motivator. He was a better corner man than he was a trainer, per se, because you really can't say, you know, a man who brought that guy up from the crib. No, Emanuel, most of the guys he got were like Ray Leonard and Muhammad Ali. Those guys were made guys before he got them. Gold medalists. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You will follow us at Twitter.com at Ring Talk. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Wait a second. Toll-free phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. They walk. No, they don't all crowd. Say, you got to have a mother for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Look here.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
My buddy Earthquake, an HBO special of a couple of years ago, talking about Roy Jones getting knocked silly, of course, more than once. Glenn Johnson, Antonio Tarver, Lebedev, the last fight, I guess it was about three or four fights ago when Steve Smoker, the referee, allowed the fighter from the former Soviet bloc to score with a vicious a clean, a left hook as you're ever going to score. And Roy Jones's hands were down around his waist. He was, like, ready to fall. And Smoker allowed this one. Smoker froze. People say that Smoker didn't freeze, but Smoker froze that night. I know he has a reputation for allowing fights to continue past a point where other referees might stop the fights. But the bottom line is, I think he just choked that night. You know, Steve Smoker, flown around the world as a referee, and I think he's judged some fights as well. But yet, the New Jersey Attorney General took away his ability to judge on the bench. On the bench? No, not the park bench. The Superior Court bench. That's right. Steve Smoker was a judge in New Jersey. The AG moved in, put a move on him. I think they disbarred him as well. But then again, where else can a guy, and this is a few years ago. I mean, he was in boxing at the time. I wrote about it. Nobody did anything. Nobody suspended him. Nobody took him off any fights. This and that. In fact, he's probably worked more fights than he did before. So the bottom line is, I guess sometimes being shady pays off to a certain extent. Speaking of shady, last night wasn't shady. The HBO card was pretty darn good from Verona, New York. Of course, the Turning Stone Casino, the only dry casino I've ever been to in my life. And what I mean by dry is, I mean, no beer, no alcohol, no nothing. It's period. You've got to take a cab for like 10 minutes from this place in order to get a bottle of beer if you wanted one. The only reason why I know that is I inquired when I was staying there. Of course, since it's a couple of miles from Canasota, New York, which is the home of the International Boxing Hall of Fame. But last night, HBO took their stuff there, of course, after dark, boxing after dark, and they went up against the World Series. And, of course, the Giants look like they've got the broom out, and they're ready to clean things up. And they're in Detroit. You know, Detroit hasn't had a good week, losing the gold father, Emmanuel Stewart. They're probably the, like I said, here's what's up. They were going to run Emmanuel for mayor of Detroit about 10 or 12 years ago. But Emmanuel had a few girlfriends he thought that would present a challenge to his run for the office. And Emmanuel explained that to the people that were trying to get him to run. They said, oh, no, we'll take care of that. Don't worry about it. Anyway, the bottom line is he decided not to run for the mayor of Detroit. Instead, of course, went to work for HBO, became a full-time announcer with HBO, and then, of course, trained the Klitschkos. But never really, we'll talk, you'll hear in this interview, or maybe it was yesterday's interview, he just didn't have the time in the last couple of years to be taking on new fighters. Okay, so we'll get to more of Emmanuel Stewart a little bit later in tonight's show. Of course, October 26, 2012, the passing of the gold father from the Kronk Gym in Emmanuel Stewart at the age of 68 from, what I predicted, colon cancer. Okay, and if you haven't had a colonoscopy and you're over 40 or 45, Hear what I'm trying to tell you. Last night, Verona, New York, Miguel Vasquez, the 135-pounder of the IBF, won a split decision in 12 rounds over Marvin Quintero. Both fighters weighed in about 133 pounds. No, I didn't get all that impressed about this. This guy wins on points. The last fight he lost was in 2008. Well, was Vasquez, and that was to Saul Alvarez at 148 pounds. But now Vasquez 32-3, 13 whacks. Quintero 25-4. The judges were 118-110. 118-110 and 116-112 for Vasquez. The third judge had a 115-113 for Quintero. My hometown hero, that's right, Kareem Mayfield, who will be with us on the next Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we are Saturdays and Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But Kareem Mayfield will be here next Saturday. And in his HBO debut, Mayfield, weighing 140 pounds, pushed his record to 17-0-1. With 10 KOs with a unanimous win in 10 rounds over Mauricio Herrera. Both fighters weighed in, take that back, Mayfield weighed 140, Herrera weighed 139. Mayfield now 17-0-1 with 10 KOs. And Herrera drops to 18-3 with 7 KOs. Now, Kareem Mayfield will be honored by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. He'll get a proclamation signed by the mayor and the supervisor, of course, Christina Olaji, representing District 5 here in the city by the Bay. And that's where Kareem Mayfield is from. But they were so proud of, they've been so proud of Kareem Mayfield. Christina Olaji has asked me about getting him into City Hall to get this award. And I figured, well, we'll wait till he gets his big break. Well, he got his big break, and win or lose, we were going to give him the award on Tuesday. But I knew he was going to win. So Tuesday afternoon in City Hall, in San Francisco, on the second floor in the Board of Supervisors Hall and their chamber hearings, their hearings room, Kareem Mayfield will receive an award from the city and county of San Francisco. So right on, Kareem. Kareem wins in 10 rounds. Of course, Kareem is a junior welterweight ranked in the world by the World Boxing Organization. Well, one guy didn't do too well. Thomas Dwalmy was 16-0. He was like a prospect. I think the WBC, the World Boxing Circus, or somebody had him ranked number one. He was 16-0 with 12 KOs. Man, did he get his head handed to him by Luis Abrego. They both weighed 147 pounds. Abrego now is 34-1, 28 KOs, a TKO and 7. And talk about the favorite. This is what I said in the previews when I did the odds and prediction. I said the favorite was being put in tough, and he was. He was decked in the third, and then he was never in the fight, took a lot of shots. Another dropping in round 7 brought about the stop at the time of 2 minutes and 35 seconds. So back to the drawing board for the kid from the East Coast. And, of course, Abrego, well, he makes Argentina proud. In Mexico City, the end of one legend, quite possibly. Christian Mejeres, 122 pounds, 47-6-2, 22 KOs, TKO 9. Rafael Marquez, remember those wars he got into with Israel Vasquez? I mean, they were just like some of the most brutal fights you've ever seen in your life. Oh, my God. He, too, weighed 122 pounds. He drops to 41-8, 37 KOs. As I said, a TKO loser in 9, the brother of Juan Manuel Marquez. After 8 rounds, the scores are split, 76-74 and 77-74 for Mejeres, and it was 76-75 on another card for Marquez. A solid left hook hurt him in the round. Marquez got jumped on, and before you knew it, Mejeres was throwing enough punches to bring about the stoppage. Edgar Sosa, former champion, I believe, at 112 pounds, weighed 114 last night, pushed his record to 47-7, 28 KOs with a majority decision. When I say majority decision, first of all, split decision is when two judges go one way and one judge goes another way. Okay, unanimous decision means all three judges go in the same way. Okay, majority decision means one judge had it even. Okay, so that may have been the story last night. A majority decision winner was Edgar Sosa over Myung Lee. Lee coming out of Korea, 114 pounds. Both fighters, 15-3, 5 KOs. Couldn't punch. Take that back, the Japanese guy, kid. Couldn't punch. So why did he hang 10 rounds with Sosa? Either it was some home cooking and Sosa didn't deserve to win, or the Japanese guy brought his own judge. One or the other, because there's no way those scores are going to be that way in Mexico, fighting a Mexican ex-champion, especially a guy coming from Asia. Now, I'm not trying to say the sport is crooked. I'm just trying to say is getting a fair shake in Mexico when you're from outside the country is very tough to do unless you're like Ava Knight, of course, the world 112-pound female champion, both of the IBF and the WBC silver champion. She went down there and beat on Mariana Juarez, like I said, Mexican bongo drums a couple of weeks ago. But she's the Mexicutioner, the female version of Roger Mayweather. She goes south of the border and beats, I think, three of her last four opponents she's beaten have been south of the border. Of course, Roger Mayweather used to knock guys dead at the L.A. Forum. He would come in with a sombrero on and the Mexican robe and everything like that, and they line them up against these Mexican fighters, and the Mexican fans would be there live, and, of course, they'd be watching it on a sports channel, same thing, and a couple other TV channels they were on down there. But the bottom line, it was saturated. The Forum cards were saturated as far as TV was concerned in L.A., and Roger Mayweather became the antichrist, per se, of the Mexicans. And now, of course, Floyd Mayweather Jr., his nephew, becoming the arch enemy of the Filipinos. So I guess these guys know how to beat the drum when it comes to making money and success. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We take it to the land of the sun, Tokyo, Japan, and a guy that I thought was done a long time ago. I mean, I would call him shop-worn. Gamaliel Diaz, 37-9, two draws, 17 KOs, not a big puncher, weighed 130 pounds, took the WBC 130-pound title away from Takiro Ao. Ao, that's his name, Ao, A-O, 130 pounds as well, 23-3-1, 10 KOs, that was, as I said, for the WBC 130-pound title. Thought to be shot, not quite. Scores were 115-111 and 114-112 twice, so congratulations from the young man from, so young, but the young guy from Mexico, because I didn't think he was going to win this fight at all, especially over in Japan. And in El Paso, Texas, an IBF title eliminator went down, 122-pound IBF title eliminator. Alejandro Lopez, weighing 121 3/4, 24-2, 18 stops. Unanimous winner in 12 rounds over Takayana Ndulu. I did okay with that. 121 1/4, 33-8, 7 KOs is his record. Not much of a puncher. And, of course, that was for an IBF 122-pound title elimination fight. Scores were 116-111 twice for Lopez and 117-112. No knockdowns, not all that exciting. Well, I escaped the storm, the super storm of the East Coast. Of course, I had been in Florida for almost a week, and I saw the weather coming, and I knew it was time to come home. Plus, if I didn't get on the plane when I did, I wouldn't be airing these shows, or I'd be doing them on the phone if the phones were working, because now they tell me the phones are going crazy. We're supposed to have Francisco Valcarcel, Paco, they call him. Of course, he is the president of the World Boxing Organization, our sponsor, and that's where I went, of course, to Hollywood, Florida. Flew into Fort Lauderdale, but Holiday, Florida, and the Hard Rock Cafe and the 25th Silver Jubilee WBO Convention. 25 years ago, the WBO came into conception under the leadership of Pepe Cadera and a few other guys. And people sort of laugh when I tell this joke, but how the WBO got started was a few disgruntled Puerto Ricans with the WBA decided, you know what, we're going to start our own sanctioning body. Thus, they started the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. Cordero died a couple years into his presidential reign, and Valcarcel, a San Juan attorney, has taken over, and what can I say, Paco is the man. Everybody loves Paco. But we had a good time at the convention. I took the Association of Boxing Commission's judge test, the exam. So I'm hoping to get licensed as a judge. Don't know if I'm going to judge fights, but I'm hoping to at least get my ABC license. And that would be important to me because, you know, it's how many guys in the media can say they've got a judge's license? Not too many. I mean, you know, I've walked the walk. I've had fights, 52 of them, won 7 amateur championships. Yeah, I talk the talk, but I do them both. I back it up. Sort of like Ronda Rousey. Ooh, God, is she a killer or what? And it looks like what I'm hearing now, Ronda Rousey, I might as well mention it now, but I'm hearing that they might shut Strikeforce down in January or February and just eliminate the entire brand and pulls it off Showtime, puts the female version of MMA into the UFC. Of course, Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg Santos going to go next year in a big fight. And, of course, you know, Dana White, the president of the UFC, the czar, the face of the Ultimate Fighting Championships, he wants his fight on Fox TV and or pay-per-view. you're probably going to get this on pay-per-view. It's probably going to be a main event, and it's probably going to draw the biggest number that's ever been drawn to television as far as MMA is concerned. And you think I'm kidding? I'm not. This chick is that hot. She's good-looking. She talks the talk. What did she say about Cyborg Santos? She could shoot horse semen in both eyeballs. I could care less as long as she weighs 135 pounds. I'll fight her and beat her. I mean, she talks the talk. She's beautiful. She can bring it as far as advertising is concerned. She knows how to do interviews. She does a great stand-up. And, of course, she's unbeaten as a fighter. She can fight. Former, you know, bronze medalist in 2008 Olympics. Didn't like Michael Phelps. Remember when she was on the show? She capped on Michael Phelps, the guy that won all those gold medals. She slapped him around a little bit. When I was watching a Subway sandwich commercial last night on TV, I saw Michael Phelps and saying, yeah, Ronda Rousey gangster slapped you. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. I think with the storm, I don't know. With the weather being the way it is, who knows? But 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If he tried anything, I'd be like, hey,
Get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Minutes past the hour, issued to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I talked about Roy Jones a little bit earlier in the show, and of course, we did the soundbite of the comedian Earthquake talking about Roy Jones getting knocked out. Now there's talk about Roy Jones taking on Kimbo Slice. Okay, speaking of MMA, November 10th, UFC 6 on Fuel TV, and I think Fuel TV is combining with Speed TV, and there's going to be a whole lot more people able to watch this show. Of course, it's always a good show when the UFC puts these cards on Fuel TV. It's a poor thing that only like 250,000 people in the country get to watch these cards unless they're passed around like on YouTube or via YouSendIt files, that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, you know, the UFC on Fuel TV is hurting. But on November 10th, they got a good card. Kung Lee, this is from Macau. Kung Lee will be taking on Rich Franken. Of course, Kung Lee will try to get him on the air before he leaves, but he is a Vietnamese young man from Silicon Valley, originally born in Vietnam. And of course, he was the Strikeforce welterweight champion. Was it welterweight or middleweight? I think it was middleweight, 185 pounds, but he is fighting at 185 pounds. He will take on Franklin at 185. Some say Franklin's a bit long in the tooth, but then Kung's no young guy either. He's close to 40 years old. So the bottom line is anything can give in the world of MMA. You know that. You can lose by submission, knockout, TKO, points, disqualification. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is there's so many ways to win and lose. It's very hard to predict the sport of mixed martial arts. And, of course, November 17th, Carlos Condit challenging the best in the game. You tell me, GSP, Georges St-Pierre. This is in Canada, of course, on pay-per-view. There'll be a Facebook card for like an hour, I think at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. That'll probably go to 3:15. I'll probably go till 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. Then FX Cable picks up their end of the ball or their end of the game. And, of course, they'll run with it for 2 hours on FX Cable, the UFC. They'll tease you into buying the main event, the five-fight main card on UFC 154. That's live from Canada with Georges St-Pierre, November 17th, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. That's when the pay-per-view card will start. But that's how the UFC gets you. They're sort of like a crack dealer. It gives you crack free. They give you the Facebook stuff. Then they give you the FX cable stuff. Then they say, if you want the real good stuff, if you want it again, you got to pay. So you ended up buying the pay-per-view. So the bottom line is this is a pretty good fight. Carlos Condit, of course, controversially beating Nick Diaz a little bit earlier this year before Nick Diaz was sort of imploded with his marijuana problems and the fact that he can't show up for matches that he's agreed to do. I'm talking about that Brazilian jiu-jitsu match that he was supposed to have done in, I believe, Santa Barbara, Santa Monica, probably in like April or May. And he no-showed him the day of the event. Never even called him. Just didn't show up. I guess promoters knew they were in trouble when he hadn't checked into his hotel room when they checked on him. Where's he at? He ain't around. Of course, he was under suspension then. But seeing that this Brazilian jiu-jitsu match was going to be just that, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu match, wasn't MMA. It wasn't going to be sanctioned, I don't think, by the California State Athletic Commission. He was able to do this even though he's suspended until next year. Of course, testing dirty for, I think, metabolites of marijuana. Little small particles in your blood system, right? Metabolites. You mess with them, and you pay the price, I guess. Even though he said he had a medical marijuana card, he never came up with one for the Nevada State Athletic Commission, so they push forward the suspension. Now, of course, as I said, we'll be talking about Emmanuel Stewart. We'll hear from Emmanuel Stewart in just a few minutes right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. I want to say hello to the folks in Atlanta, G-A-W-E-E, Utica, New York. What's happening up there, man? It must be cold. And with the storm moving north, and the storm's supposed to pack. This is supposed to be like a superstorm. What's a superstorm? I've been in Oklahoma where they had an ice storm one time. That sort of blew me away. When there were like icicles, big chunks of icicles falling off the telephone lines and dropping the telephone service and the PG&E and all that kind of good stuff. Thank God I was in a hotel because my friend Gary Ritter, who lives just outside of Oklahoma City, had no power for about 2 days. And the bottom line is I was kicking it in the hotel, you know, at 72, 73 degrees. He's freezing at home. Him and his old lady are walking around in their long johns. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, last night, HBO going live with a boxing after dark card on the East Coast, and it was taped on the West Coast. So that was good. It's good to see that boxing after dark is coming back, and I think they're trying to go with the original concept, and that was to match hungry guys against hungry guys. I mean, that's how you get good fights. Last night fights, they were okay. Okay. Quantity and quality to a certain extent. But the bottom line is, if you really want good fights, pit two starving fighters against one another of equal abilities. You'll get it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. This is the mighty Tower of Power taking us to the break.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go in.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Discover is announcing that from now through December, you'll get 5% cash back everywhere you shop, including online and at department stores, on up to $1,500 in purchases. I've got my eye on this slick new microphone. Holiday gifts, sports tickets, home improvements, travel, just about anything. All you have to do is go to discover.com and sign up for 5%, or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Godfather of Soul, we are celebrating the life of Emanuel Stewart, born July 7, 1944 in Virginia, moved to Detroit at the age of 12, was the 1963 AAU National Bantamweight 118-pound champion, so he was the entire United States. This is when the AAU blanketed amateur sports here in this country. They were the only sanctioning body. He was the man at 118, okay? He really was. He was a fantastic amateur fighter. Then he went to work as an electrician, and in 1971, he started the Kronk boxing team. And, of course, that would bring us Thomas the Hitman Man Hearns, Milton McCrory, Jimmy Paul, and later in Lennox Lewis and Vladimir Klitschko, and I can go on and on and on. But the bottom line is, Emanuel Stewart, the gold father, passed away this past week at the age of 68 years old because of colon cancer and a few other issues. But the bottom line is, before I go with the Emanuel Stewart interview, I want to implore you that if you're over 40, 45, especially if you have colon cancer in the family, to please, please, I implore you to go get a colonoscopy. It's not a macho thing. The preparation for it is worse, much worse than the actual test, so you'll be asleep during that. But the bottom line is, if you can get it done, please. Pedro's asking you from the heart. So I bring you back to June of 2012. This is the great Emanuel Stewart. May he rest in peace. Emanuel, a very good day to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Pedro.
Okay, now, what's happening with your travel schedule now? Somebody told me last week you were in Vegas. Then you flew off on a Sunday morning to go to, Yugoslavia? Where'd you go?
No, I was in, in Texas.
No, you went across the bomb. You set up camp in Austria.
No, I was in Vegas and Texas and then Austria.
Yeah.
Germany and now back in Indio, California, and leaving tomorrow, heading back to Switzerland.
Klitschko, then. Now, Vladimir Klitschko is going to take on Eddie Chambers. Eddie Chambers is that right? Is that the fight that's going on, or what?
No, he's fighting Tony Thompson.
Tony Thompson. Why did I get those two guys mistaken? Yeah. Thank you for correcting me, sir.
No, just somebody that he had fought and beat before, so it's only normal.
Okay.
Now, it's Tony Thompson who he has fought the same as Eddie Chambers that he beat before, but Thompson still gave him the toughest fight he's had in the last 6 years.
How
another tough fight.
How come, as big as they are, you can't turn the Klitschkos into one-punch knockout guys?
That's not the case. Vladimir Klitschko, they said, probably the biggest one-punch knockout guy in boxing. He doesn't throw enough punches. You know, he's knocked out Eddie Chambers with one single punch with 5 seconds left, and there's Ray Austin. I mean, he's knocked out a lot of guys with one punch. His brother Vitaly is not a one punch. Vitaly just wears you down with accumulation of punches. But no, Leonard is a big puncher. He's too conservative. He lays back too much and gets comfortable with his jab. That's the problem with him. But a one punch puncher guy, he's one of the best out there.
Of all the things you've done in your life, okay, of all the things you've done, Hall of Famer, of course, the trainer of Tommy Hearns, Lennox Lewis, the Klitschkos, I go on and on and on and on, back to the day of Jimmy Paul, Milton McCrory, but was winning that 1964 national AAU title, 118 pounds, the bantamweight champion of the entire United States, being recognized as champion. Where do you put that in things as far as the list of things that were important to Emanuel Stewart in his life?
Yeah, Pedro, that was the most important thing that ever happened to me. It was the 1963 National Golden Gloves Tournament of Champions. And that, back in those days, that was a major thing because you had to go to Chicago out of tradition. And for 2 weeks, you had the top fighters from all of the cities, all of the United States, Philadelphia, New York, and New Jersey, California, everyone that they met in St. Louis, and they fought for 2 weeks to see who would be the number one fighter in Golden Gloves in America for that year. And it was a traditional, very tough tournament. Muhammad Ali, where Cassius Clay at the time was his name, he had won it 3 years before I won it. And it was just a stamp of, future greatness or whatever, if you could win that title. And you fought twice a night for down to 2 weeks. And even the night that I won the championship, I had a very hard fight earlier that night, about 8:15, I think, and then I was back about 10:30 with the Thomas, the last guy that was left, and he had won his last, I think, 3 fights all by knockouts.
Yeah.
But it was a major thing to do that bit, and today all the accomplishments I've had with all of the champions in the Hall of Fame, it's still the biggest thing ever in my life that's happened to me in boxing.
See, now, folks, who knew better to ask that question than I? Because nobody ever asked Emanuel Stewart about that, of course, being the AAU champion back in 63. And the AAU was like the NFL as far as amateur sports was concerned back in the 60s. I mean,
They ruled everything. I mean, they had everything going, every sport. Anyway, the bottom line is we are on the line with the Gold Father himself, and he was named the Gold Father by the late Ben Green. Ben Green gave you that title, right?
That's correct, Pedro. He was quite a character, right? Out of the old Damon Runyon character.
You know, one day I was messing with him. I don't know if you were at the table or not, but we were all eating in Tucson, Arizona, for a WBC light heavyweight title fight you had going on down there. This was, God, back about 15 years. And
you have a great memory.
And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, Ben Green, I said, you're the greatest fiction writer in boxing. And he goes, oh, thank you, you son of a... And he was thanking me, and I didn't realize I was throwing a jab at him. And then when he realized I was throwing a jab at him, he turned nasty real quick. But the last time I saw him, of course, talking about Ben Dollar Signs Green, that's what they used to call him. Tickle Me Pink was his big quote. And, of course, he appeared in the racing form for, like, a few decades. But the last time I saw him, he was on the Atlantic City Boardwalk for Carl the Truth Williams and Mike Tyson. The night Mike Tyson made a liar out of Carl the Truth Williams in, like, 93 seconds, 2 seconds longer than it took him to take out Michael Spinks. But I see Ben Dollar Signs Green on the Atlantic City Boardwalk looking for a newspaper. And because they were so heavily insulated, the newspaper stands, because they're right there on the beach, on the water, you could hardly see what paper was behind the plastic. So he says to me, hey, kid, which one's the New York Post with Marley? I want to read that one. And that was the last time I saw Ben Green. And Ben Green, he was a good guy. I had fun with him. And, of course, he was very instrumental in your career.
Yeah, he's very instrumental. I used him as a consultant or whatever. And it's amazing. Marley, it was Mike Marley, who was at that time one of the top boxing writers, still is. And that he was at his height as a writer at that time, I think, for the New York Post. And he nicknamed him Breezy. I mean, everybody that he knew close, he had a nickname for.
Yeah, of course.
But, no, that was a different time, a different era. You think about 85, 88 or whatever. I mean, it's
somewhere around there.
It's about 25 years ago or something.
Okay. Just stop counting right now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. On the line, the Hall of Famer himself, of course. I'm talking to Emmanuel Stewart. And Emmanuel, who do you bring to the dance tonight?
Well, tonight I have Cornelius Canaan Brundage, who's the defending 154-pound champion. He's fighting Corey Spinks, who he defeated to win the title 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But Spinks, at the time, I think, was not living a good, clean life. It was rumored that he was drinking a lot, maybe doing drugs and all of it. So for this fight here, Spinks has been living in totally focused and training very hard in Florida, where he lives now. So we expect a very, very tough, difficult fight tonight.
Okay. I said earlier that Roy Jones was more shot than Tupac. You think Roy Jones would still be fighting, personally?
Myself, no. I mean, he moves and looks good, but the fact that I don't think he has any ability to take a punch anymore. But what it is, it's hard to, it's not like his reflexes are that slow or nothing. It's just, I think suffering two knockouts close together at the time permanently damaged his ability, hurt his ability to take a punch. But, he's commissions are still in life and in the fight, and he's always fighting, and that's something that I don't like, but it is what it is.
Okay. Is the building that used to hold the Kronk Gym in the basement, is it still standing, or did they knock it down?
Well, the building is still there, but it's times have changed. What was really effective and productive at one time, say 40 years ago, it's not affecting that because the neighborhood changed and just lifestyles and everything. So we're only about 6 minutes difference, right, almost virtually on the same street. So it's more conducive to what's going on today. And the kids that are boxing at Kronk today, it's not like it is back when it was mainly our inner city, black kids. It's now the gym is probably about maybe 20% black. That's about it.
And, but wait, time out. Perfect. I'm glad you brought this up. Emmanuel Stewart's on the line. Of course, he's got fighters going tonight. Cornelius Bundridge, of course, the 154-pound IBF champion, defending in a rematch against the guy he took the title from, Corey Spinks. But what happened to the hungry black athlete as far as boxing is concerned? Did crack wipe out an entire generation? Did the Internet ruin this? I asked Don King what happened to the work ethic of the black American heavyweight, and he said it went the same way as the white American heavyweight. They got fat and they got lazy.
Well, I don't know. As a rule, I'm working with fighters from all over the world, man, and I can probably qualified. I speak pretty good on that. But I would say that the kids from Europe have better work ethics than the American fighters, boxers in particular, and maybe just kids in general. I mean, it's a different lifestyle. It's a much more serious approach that the kids in Europe have. That's why some of my top fighters now, Romanians, we have the Romanian, the twins, these are kids who've been raised in Detroit all life. I've had them since they were seven. And in fact, one of them is fighting at the Pachango on the 27th of July, his second fight up there. He's very popular. Take a bonus. But anyway, those guys, and they've got, they say, Andy Lee's from Ireland, and you got the Criscos, you know. Which
no, and I realize, and I realize all that. I'm still asking you, what happened? Is it the fact that...
But after the basic thing is they don't have the work ethics. They're so spread out into the rap music, and they, when they look to sports, they look automatic to what they see the most, which is basketball and football. That's where the guys are. Coming home with their, you know, brand new, you know, Rolls Royces and riding through the neighborhood, showing everybody what they've accomplished. And they can see and relate to that. There's not too many boxers they see and relate to. And most kids, if they can weigh 170 pounds or more, that's, you know, trying to get into basketball or football now. So it's, we have so many different sports in America that is competing for boxing for the attention of the young people. And that's not the case in a lot of other countries. Like over in Germany, in those countries, it's primarily soccer and boxing or whatever for the most part, you know, in a lot of the European countries. But and the work ethics, you know, a lot of the inner city are American kids, period.
You know what's funny?
They got to have their music going on. They're not it's a whole different focus and intensity that the foreign fighters have today compared to America.
Emmanuel, as an amateur, I'd run 5 miles in the morning. I'd go to the gym in the afternoon. I'll do all my gym work, go home, eat, rest an hour, and then go run the hills at night. So we ran some run doubles, and, of course, we swam a couple times a week. So we did stuff as amateurs that guys don't do as pros. On Saturdays, we sparred 12 rounds, 6 rounds with two different guys, well, you know, with a different guy each other round, each 2 rounds each. I said, but that's what we did at old school here in Newman's Gym here in San Francisco. And now I go watch some of the professionals, the so-called professionals. I'm not going to name them and things like that. But, you know, they seem to train half the time with half the intensity. The music's got to be on. The music's got to be loud. You're right. So our entire country has just gotten too spoiled? Is that what's going on here?
Well, that's a change in society today. And that's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going to a million things, even though they watch so many of the shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether it's a crime scene or this and that. It's always the TV show, it's cutting up the body, somebody's finding the body, decomposing all of it. This is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just the sports show, the thing that they can relate to, which they see most is, basketball and football, mainly basketball, and that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal you want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs.
Go,
I mean,
Father!
A lot of kids, again, so a lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
Okay. Go, Father, I want to wish you the best of luck tonight with Cornelius Bundridge and, of course, with Vladimir Klitschko. You are the gold father. There is only one gold father, and that is Emmanuel Stewart, of course, a Hall of Famer, a former United States amateur champion. People don't realize this. This man has boxing running through his veins. I thank you, and I love you, Emmanuel.
Okay. Take care then, Pedro.
All right.
On the show.
All right.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than $1 a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm glad we closed with this. What you see is what you get with L.J. Reynolds. L.J. Reynolds, a Detroit, Michigan native and a friend of Emmanuel Stewart. We had some fun together, the three of us. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And don't forget, you can catch your show live and delayed on the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. And, of course, this show will be up on the iTunes and all those other platforms we got within a few hours. But the bottom line is, Emmanuel Stewart, how bad was he? How good? What a bad dude he was as a boxer. 94-3. That was his record. I kid you not. 94-3. There will be services for him. Looks like November 13th at the Greater Grace Temple. That's located on the 7 Mile Road in Detroit. There'll be a family hour at 11 and a funeral at noon. So, with the passing of the Gold Father at the age of 68, all I can say once again is please go out there and get your colonoscopies. Go get these tests done, both male and female, because colon cancer is preventable, as is prostate cancer. So with that, I leave you on a sad note. But the bottom line is, I will miss Emmanuel Stewart for as long as I can breathe. He was like a father to me. I stayed with him at his house in Detroit. I love him. I miss him. And as you can tell from the interview, we were tight. I miss you, Emmanuel. May God be with you. Until next time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life, and don't forget to hit the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Because with Emmanuel, remember, Emmanuel's story always is